yeah, it's fantastic news. Great for the club, great for the community, and indeed great for the GAA as well. You know, it's testament to the good work the GAA has been doing over the course of the last 100 years, but in particular, I mean, its response during the recent global pandemic has been immense. GAA clubs throughout Donegal and indeed the country have really stood up, and it's exactly that type of activity that draws in this type of investment. You know, if you're doing the right thing, investment tends to find its way to you.
Right, so how did you go about securing this investment? What is the background to this story?
Well, the background, Greg, is obviously down in Termon, the club was formed in 1963, and there's a tremendous group of club members and volunteers there over the years, and a great group there at the moment. There's always been great stuff going on in the club, but about 2 years ago, we sat around a group of us and we said, look, you know, how can we, you know, given the growth that's taken place in Letterkenny, the demand for GAA, how can we make what we have to offer more available to bigger groups of people, and in particular, bigger groups of children? So we got very serious about it, and we looked at developing plans that not only extended the coaching and games development element of the club, but also would put in place facilities to essentially cater for that increase in numbers. So those plans were crystallised, as I say, about 24 months ago. The club members have invested their time. They've got behind the various programmes. They have got on the fundraising bandwagon, which has been well received through the county. Fantastic support coming in from lots of different organisations and other communities in Donegal, not just the Termon and Kilmacrenan. And when you have those building blocks in place and you have, you know, a very kind of clear strategy about where you want to go, then that becomes something that you can effectively position to, you know, other organisations and investors.
Yeah, so Nicole Shanahan, I believe, is the person behind this investment. She's the partner or the partner of the Google co-founder, Sergey Brin, is her partner. What is her interest or connection, if any, to Termon GAA?
She probably wouldn't have any immediate connection other than this particular investment. Nicole has been a client of our firm, Gibson and Associates Solicitors. We've practiced in Dublin. We also have a practice in Letterkenny. And one of our teams is, specializes in immigration and inward investment. So it was through actually a referral from another client that Nicole was introduced to us, and obviously looking to create some tangible links with Ireland. She had Irish ancestry, as well as looking to establish potentially other you know, commercial interests in the state. And you know, the opportunity just came along through one of the inward investment programs, whereby we could position an opportunity of public interest.
Now, it is amazing, but what's the return? You know what I mean? Obviously, a GAA club is part of a broader association. They generally aren't sort of, you know, profit-making entities for investors, if you know what I'm on about. So what's in it for her?
Well, it's like anyone who invests in sport or any charitable organisation, you know, the investment sometimes isn't just an immediate financial return. It's, it's a much broader return to community.
But what is she getting for the money? Is she getting ownership of part of the land? Is she getting ownership of buildings? Like, what is her investment? When she looks at her portfolio, what is listed as her investment by putting this money into Termon?
Social contribution, Greg.
Okay, very good. Okay, so simple as that. Okay, excellent. And this is part of a bigger, I mean, these are part of ambitious, this will help what I'm trying to get at here, ambitious plans Termon GAA has.
Absolutely, yeah. As I say, the plans are well defined, they're well documented, and they have great buy-in from the club members and the wider community. And, you know, they involve significant investment in coaching and development, but also the facilities to cater for not only the existing membership, but anybody else who wants to get involved and essentially benefit from, you know, the values and the training that the GAA has to offer.
Now, I know that there's a great interest by Miss Shanahan in the role sort of, I suppose, organisations and groups can have in terms of leadership and education. Will some of this funding be tooled in that direction, or is it really just backing up the great work the likes of Termin GAA and other GAA clubs already do?
Yeah, well, I mean, Nicole has extensive interest in various social justice projects.
Mm.
So that's something that's constantly funded by her and her foundation. So, you know, what Termin is receiving is a contribution, a part of a more significant contribution that she's making.
And do you see other people looking at this and going, right, that's something we could do? You know, can you see other clubs benefiting in this way? Or even Termin benefiting more?
Yeah, I mean, Greg, look, there's no reason why not.
Right.
There's always that opportunity, and you know what we've learned in this business over the course of the last 15 years is there's a lot of good people out there, a lot of good people who are well resourced, and they're looking to, you know, fund projects that have a broader social value, and you know, they get it, and they want to make it happen.
Yes.
So, you know, as long as the plan is right and the people are right and the project is right, absolutely, there's no reason why not.
Brilliant. Well done to you and Gibson Associates too for your involvement in this. It's an amazing story, Darren. Thanks so much.
Not at all, Greg. Thanks very much for having me on.
Okay, no problem. Darren Gibson, Managing Partner at Gibson Associates there, and Termin Minor Board Chairman as well. It's great news altogether.